All right, folks, buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into something super important. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're running a marathon with your inner critic screaming at your heels? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments when we beat ourselves up over every little mistake, every perceived failure. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against that negativity? A superpower you already possess, self-compassion. That's right, being kind to yourself isn't just a feel-good notion. It's seriously good for your mental health. Think about it like this. You wouldn't yell at a friend who tripped and scraped their knee, would you? Probably not. So why do we treat ourselves with so much harsher treatment when we stumble? It's time to ditch the inner critic and embrace the power of self-compassion. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up your self-care game. First off, understand that self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or ignoring your shortcomings. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, and it's okay to not be perfect. Think of it like learning a new skill. You wouldn't expect to be an expert overnight, right? Same goes for life. Be patient with yourself, celebrate those small wins, and remember that setbacks are part of the journey. Second, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When that inner critic starts chirping away, acknowledge it, but don't let it define you. Imagine those negative thoughts as clouds passing by. They'll come and go, but you remain grounded beneath them. Third, talk to yourself with kindness. You wouldn't use harsh language with a loved one, so why do we often reserve that treatment for ourselves? Next time you catch yourself thinking negatively, challenge those thoughts and replace them with something more supportive. Fourth, remember that you're not alone. We all struggle sometimes, so reach out to your support network, friends, family, or even a therapist. Talking about what's bothering you can help you process your emotions and gain perspective. Finally, cultivate self-care practices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, practicing yoga, or simply spending time doing something you enjoy, make sure to prioritize activities that bring you joy and help you recharge. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine this. You just bombed a presentation at work. You're feeling embarrassed, frustrated, and maybe even a little defeated. Your inner critic is going wild, telling you that you're incompetent and a failure. But wait, what if instead of drowning in self-criticism, you treated yourself with the same compassion you would offer a friend? You might say to yourself, "Okay, I didn't nail that presentation, but it was a learning experience." You could acknowledge your feelings, it's totally normal to feel disappointed, and it sucks right now. But then, you could also remind yourself of your strengths and past successes. "I've delivered successful presentations before, and I can do it again. This one wasn't my best, but it doesn't define me." See the difference? Self-compassion helps us to navigate setbacks with grace and resilience instead of letting them crush our spirits. So, remember these key takeaways. Self-compassion is a superpower, not weakness. Practice mindfulness and challenge negative thoughts. Treat yourself with kindness. Know you're not alone, and prioritize self-care. The world needs your unique talents and perspectives. Don't let self-doubt hold you back. Remember, being kind to yourself isn't just about feeling good. It's about unlocking your full potential and thriving in all areas of your life. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated, for more tips and insights on living your best life. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.